Here's a look at Cranford Radio headlines for the week of May 10th, and a look ahead at your weekend. PSE&G held a public information meeting Wednesday on their plan to install 69,000-volt power lines along a number of Cranford streets. An overflow crowd attended the event. A number of residents criticized the format of the meeting, which included tables set up to address various aspects of the plan. You can see TV35 interviews and videos of the session on CranfordRadio.com. The Reimagining Cranford Public Schools survey will be open until May 13th at 8 p.m. Postcards sent to residents have a unique ID and instructions on how to access the survey. For further information, go to CranfordSchools.org. In CHS Varsity Sports, the track team will be in Berkeley Heights Friday for the conference championships. Back in Cranford, the boys' tennis team hosts Union Catholic at 6. On Saturday, the boys' lacrosse team will play Howell at Memorial Field starting at 11. It looks as if Saturday will be the best of the weekend, and temperatures will drop by about 10 degrees each day. On Friday, there's a chance of showers, possibly with a thunderstorm after 3, the high around 76. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 67. Sunday, there's a 50% chance of rain, with a high around 57. Newsies continues its run at the Cranford Dramatic Club. There'll be performances Friday and Saturday at 8, and Sunday at 2. The Cranford Rotary's annual golf outing takes place Monday, May 20th at the Echo Lake Country Club. This year's proceeds will support the Shining Stars Network, the local special needs community, and the Cranford Rotary Scholarship Fund. You can find more information on the Cranford Rotary's Facebook page. For more events and details, visit Cranford.com. News provided by Tap into Cranford. For Cranford Radio, I'm Bernie Wagenblast.